In case you didn't see this, we published a map on nuclear.news. The map shows the location of the nuclear power plants in California in relation to their distance from the San Andreas Fault, overlaid with a color-coded risk analysis of the risk of a severe earthquake happening in each area sometime in the next 30 years. And if you do this, which it's a very simple thing to do the research and put this together, I asked my staff to do it. If you do this, you find that the nuclear power plants in California are built on or very near the San Andreas Fault. And even the so-called decommissioned nuclear power plants are still storing nuclear fuel on site and are therefore subject to, well, earthquakes that cause buildings to crumble and collapse. And there's one nuclear power plant, I think it's the Humboldt plant, that's built almost exactly on the San Andreas Fault line. And then there's the Diablo Canyon plant, which is the only active nuke plant running in California that is actively producing electricity. And it is located not exactly on the San Andreas Fault line, actually quite a ways west on the coast of California. So it is subject to coastal events, which can include tsunamis that are unleashed by underwater volcanoes, underwater earthquakes, underwater, you know, Pacific Ocean, whatever that plate is called out there, bad things happening to that tectonic plate can affect the coast. Or even an asteroid falling out of, you know, hitting the Earth from outer space. If it lands in the Pacific Ocean, it will unleash a massive wave, perhaps, you know, depending on the size and velocity of the asteroid, it could unleash a wave that's more than a mile high. It crashes onto the west coast of California, Oregon, Washington, you know, everything, Canada, Alaska, everything, Hawaiian Islands, you name it, the entire Pacific. Actually, that a wave like that would travel around the world, slowly diminishing in size the farther away you get from the epicenter of the impact point. And remember that these waves travel faster than the speed of sound, which means there will be no warning. And I don't know if you know this, but the giant space rock that caused one of the mass extinctions that planet Earth has experienced, the rock that hit the Earth back, what was it, 66 million years ago, and ejected so much particulate matter into the atmosphere that it blocked out sunlight for a number of years, collapsed most life on the planet. 75% of all plant species were wiped out. The dinosaurs were wiped out. Many other animal species were also wiped out. Well, that rock, guess how big it was? It was not that big. It was only 7.5 miles in diameter, according to science estimates. Obviously, no one was around back then to observe it. That was 66 million years ago. But based on estimates from the evidence, they think it was 7.5 miles wide. 7.5 miles is not that big. As far as space rocks go, there are far bigger asteroids that have come close to Earth, sort of near misses, you might say. And there are no doubt many other space rocks out there that are on path to collide with Earth at some point that are bigger than 7.5 miles across. So it doesn't take a very big rock, really. Now, I mean, I guess that's all relative. Seven mile wide rock, you might think that's pretty big, but I'm here to tell you it's actually very small compared to what's actually out there. It is small. There's much bigger stuff flying around, orbiting, falling, however you want to say it, that crosses Earth's orbit. And so all it would take is something even much smaller than that rock to hit the Pacific Ocean and unleash a large tsunami and take out the power plant that's currently operating, Diablo Canyon power plant on the coast of California. And so it may occur to you that when you look at the history of nuclear power in our world, and you look at where the nuclear power industry built the plants, they built the Fukushima Daiichi plant right on the coastline of Japan, where there have been historical tsunamis caused by underwater earthquakes because Japan sits on the Ring of Fire, which is a very active earthquake zone and volcano zone, both, that really it goes from Japan, it includes Southeast Asia, it goes up through Alaska and back down the west coast of the United States, and lots of volcanoes there. Mount St. Helens is part of the Ring of Fire. Mount Baker and many others are part of the Ring of Fire. So this the Ring of Fire is the edge of a giant tectonic plate that's moving. And as it's moving, it's generating heat, friction, causing the formation of magma, obviously under the surface of the Earth. And this magma occasionally gets pushed up with tremendous force, and that's a volcano. The magma, you know, spews out of a hole in the ground. That's a volcano. That's what it is. Or you could have solid Earth underground shifting and kind of skipping as the pressure builds, as plates are moving in relation to each other. And that's what the San Andreas fault line describes. Everything west of the fault line is moving to the north. Everything east of the fault line is slowly moving to the south, but at a much slower speed. As a result, you've got two large, massive tectonic plates, you know, big masses. Basically, you could call them continents of Earth's crust, and they are moving against each other in opposite directions. Is that going to build up some force? Is that going to release some earthquakes? Yeah, you bet it is. And that's where California decided to build the nuclear power plants. So to review, you might think, well, these nuclear people, they're idiots. Why are they building nuke power plants on the Ring of Fire? Like right on the edge of the Ring of Fire. If you were going to build nuke plants, wouldn't you build them in places that don't have massive earthquakes ready to be unleashed? You know, wouldn't you build a nuke power plant somewhere that was relatively free from catastrophic natural disasters? Think about it. If you were smart and you wanted to build a power plant, you would say, well, where will it not flood? Where do we not have crazy hurricanes? Where do we not have tornadoes? Where do we not have earthquakes? Where do we not have volcanoes? Because all it takes is just one mismanagement decision of the nuclear fuel, and you have a runaway a fission event, a criticality of the fuel rods. You can't stop that. Once it starts, it's over. You've got a 25,000-year problem on your hands all of a sudden. How are you going to solve that? What are you going to do? How are you going to shut that down? Now you're contaminating an entire continent. How are you going to deal with that? Well, the answer is that they don't have a way to deal with it. So far, they just keep building covers over everything. Here, just build a giant cover over Chernobyl. Or in the case of Fukushima, they just pretend it never happened. Oh, there's no problem there. It's gone. Meanwhile, the fuel cores, the meltdown is releasing radiation every day into the Pacific Ocean and the groundwater of Japan. And the official Japanese government position is, it's no problem. Everything's under control. Everything's fine. Really? Really, that's your position? Interesting, isn't it? How insane they have become. So if you're in California right now, and I know we have a lot of readers and listeners in California, and I appreciate all your support, and I appreciate who you are, and I know you love California. And looking back, it would have been great to have grown up in California. What a wonderful place. What a wonderful attitude about freedom and personal liberty back in the 1960s and 70s and even the 80s and so on. California was a place of abundance, you know, incredible nature, just a wonderful place to live. But the downside is California is going to become a radiation zone if one of these nuke power plants gets destroyed or even disrupted by an earthquake, and the earthquakes are coming. There's no question the earthquakes are coming. It's only a matter of time, because it's plate tectonics. It's the laws of physics. This is how it works. So be careful if you're living there. You might want to think about moving away before the earthquakes destroy one of the nuke plants there, unleashing a blanket of radiation across most of Southern California. That could happen. So stay informed, stay aware. Read my website, nuclear.news, or check out naturalnews.com. And by the way, just to plug a couple of things, from healthrangerstore.com, we do sell iodine. And you'll need supplemental iodine to help protect you from iodine-131, the radioactive isotope of iodine that's released in nuclear accidents and nuclear war and so on. So I don't care where you get it, but if you don't have a source of iodine right now, you absolutely should get some. You know, whether you get it from us or somebody else, just protect yourself. Make sure you get some iodine, have it on hand, and have an escape plan. We publish another website called bugout.news, and there you'll find a lot of good advice about bugging out. How do you get out of Dodge? And if you're in Los Angeles or Ojai or Ventura County, anywhere, how do you get out? It's very difficult to get out of California, the West Coast anyway, because of the population density and the fact that there's so much desert between you and the rest of society. So stay informed, teach yourself this information, read bugout.news, read nuclear.news. And if you want to survive, really try to lower your risk, get out of the way of disasters that are sure to come. Thank you for listening and be safe. This is Mike Adams. Take care. Thank you for watching Counterthink. I want to remind you that my work is supported by the Health Ranger Store. HealthRangerStore.com, we are the only online retailer of foods, superfoods, and nutritional supplements that now conducts glyphosate testing in an ISO-accredited laboratory that we own, that I run. We test our products for glyphosate and certify them to be glyphosate tested. You can see the icons on our website. If you want clean food, check out HealthRangerStore.com. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.